Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports Update. Adelaide Crows veteran Rory Sloane is retiring effective immediately after 255 AFL games. Sloane says the risk of further damage to his eye is too great after having surgery for a second time on a detached retina.
To be honest, I was probably at this point a couple of months ago weighing up the risk of playing again versus doing any further damage to my eye. It was probably my ego jumping in the way, I think, a bit at times too, but I really wanted to make sure I'd left nothing in the tank, and I tried absolutely everything to get back, and yeah, I was close.
Melbourne midfielder Christian Petrarca has declared Geelong the best side in the competition ahead of Saturday night's clash at the MCG. Petrarca says their backs will have their hands full combating Cats spearheads Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins.
I think they'll do their research this week and no doubt plan for those two. And, you know, they're both amazing players. Jeremy Cameron was 65 on the weekend, and Hawk's been incredible his whole career. So it's going to be an exciting battle, which I'll love to see from the midfield. You know, obviously those two are the two spearheads of their forward line, but they've got a lot of other weapons that we need to nullify on the weekend.
St Kilda will head to the tribunal to fight Jack Higgins' penalty for his tackle on Alia. The Saints confirming they will challenge his 3-match ban for rough conduct. Sydney Roosters star Luke Keary has announced his retirement from the NRL. The 32-year-old will forfeit the last year of his contract.
So after 12 seasons and 27 years of playing the game I love, I've decided that this will be my last, and I'll be retiring at the end of the year. It's a decision I've had thought long and hard about. I know this is the right decision for myself and my family. Right now, my main focus is on giving my all for this great club for the remainder of the 2024 campaign.
League legend Billy Slater concedes some changes might have to be made to make kickoffs safer in the NRL. The issue is back in the spotlight after Dragons centre Moses Suli was knocked unconscious from the first play of the Anzac Day clash. On the Billy Slater podcast, the former fullback reluctantly agreed it has to be looked at.
I think we'd be negligent to not consider changing, but at the same time, we need to still hold the fabric of our game and what brings the entertainment.
Tottenham has missed a chance to deliver Arsenal's EPL title chances a blow. The Spurs fought back from a 3-0 first-half deficit to lose 3-2 to their bitter rivals. Manager Ange Postecoglou says the performance wasn't up to scratch.
Disappointing day for us. It was a big game for the club, for our fans, and we didn't get the outcome we wanted. So, obviously this is very disappointing.
The Gunners lead Manchester City by 1 point. City has one game in hand. It's been a big 24 hours for Australian golfers after Ripper GC took out the team title at LIV Adelaide. Hannah Green has defended her title at the LA Championship with a 3-shot victory. Green says she's tracking well ahead of the Paris Olympics.
Here in LA, I actually had my most inconsistent year. So to obviously already win in Singapore and then win here this week, I hope that I can get closer to my goal of being in the top 10 in the world and solidify my spot in the Olympics.
Former Diamonds captain Liz Ellis has been appointed to the board of Netball Australia as a director. Ellis was highly critical of the governing body last year amid a rift between it and the players. Glenn Maxwell has taken a wicket with his first over back in the IPL after taking a mental and physical break as his Royal Challengers Bengaluru earned a much-needed win. The NBA playoff series between the Mavericks and Clippers is tied at 2-2 after LA won Game 4, 116-111. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.